USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
We call on members of the Venezuelan military to end their support for Maduro, who is really nothing more than a Cuban puppet, and finally set their people free.
President Trump with the Brazilian president by his side at a joint news conference at the White House. President Trump continued,
"As I told President Bolsonaro, I also intend to designate Brazil as a major non-NATO ally, or even possibly, if you start thinking about it, maybe a NATO ally."
Vice President Mike Pence is touring parts of the Midwest that have been damaged by flood areas. At least four people are dead in Iowa and Nebraska from the historic Midwest floods. Nebraska Republican Senator Ben Sasse on what his state needs the most.
"So right now we're still in the response phase. What we need is no more rain and lots of neighbors helping neighbors right now."
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Copays, codes, coupons. Searching for savings on prescriptions is so complex, it's like you need a doctorate degree. Fortunately, CVS Pharmacy employs thousands who have one, our pharmacists. Plus, we built a proprietary search tool to help them find you savings on prescriptions. You don't need to know all of that complicated stuff. You just need to know someone who does. Your friendly doctor of pharmacy at your local CVS. Savings vary. Not all patients eligible for savings. Ask pharmacist for details.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.5%, APR 4.78%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
A fire near Houston, Texas, continues to burn. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Authorities say a chemical fire at the Intercontinental Terminals Company facility near Houston could burn for two more days. But Harris County Judge Lena Hidalgo claims air quality near the fire remains acceptable.
"Right now what we're seeing is no elevated levels because the plume is high enough that it's not affecting us here close to the ground."
Congress is set to vote next week on an override of President Trump's veto of a resolution aimed at terminating his national emergency declaration on the U.S.-Mexico border. Republican Congressman of Arizona Andy Biggs tells Fox News, "If anyone doesn't believe there's a crisis on our border,
we're now down to catching maybe one in three. So we're on pace to catch 1 million people this year, stop 1 million people entering this country. That means that you're going to have about 3 million attempt to enter this country this year."
The congressman was speaking there on Fox News, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Twitter is being sued by a Republican congressman. More from USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky.
California Congressman Republican Devin Nunes suing Twitter for alleged anti-conservative bias. The congressman filing a 40-page lawsuit against Twitter in Virginia State Court, Twitter not commenting on the case.
Digging a little bit deeper into this story, Congressman Nunes is saying that he's being shadow banned by Twitter. Fox News technology contributor Brett Larson explains shadow banning.
The shadow banning is when you are sending out tweets as you normally would, and they're appearing in your timeline, but they're not necessarily appearing on other people's timelines. So the effect is that your message isn't reaching as large of an audience as you potentially could reach. That we've heard these accusations now for several years now, since the 2016 presidential election. Twitter's response to that has been very matter of fact. That is not something that they do. A lot of times what's happening in these situations where people's tweets get banned or their tweets don't get the sort of level of exposure as other tweets, it could have something to do with words that they're using, phrases that they're using. And since all of this is being handled by a computer and not a person, it's an algorithm. Joe's not sitting at a computer going, "Not this tweet, not this tweet."
And finally, listen up if you like heading to Burger King, as they have a new promotion where they're offering a subscription service for $5 a month. You can get a small coffee every day. That works out to just under 17 cents a cup. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.